I am in such a dark place right now. Just got my ass handed to me in pickleball last night for the second time in as many days.
Yeah,
just crushed.
And if I recall, you have an event
today
where you're supposed to kind of show off and show out.
Is this what we're wearing?
Yeah, this is what. Yeah, okay. This is it. This is my official outfit.
No station gear.
What's the point? I decided against it. I was like,
why drag us down with you?
Why? Yeah.
Exactly. The way I'm playing lately, I can't even.
Exactly. I played.
You got to earn those colors.
I played so poorly last night. I got beat 9 out of 10. Same thing happened on Saturday. And at one point, listen, this is really inside the numbers. At one point, my partner, the Diesel, and I were up 9-2. Team came back and beat us 11-9. Okay. Then the next game, they beat us 11-0, meaning they scored 20 points in a row. Unheard of.
God.
Unheard of.
Has anyone ever collapsed like this?
It would be it is a monumental collapse. Mm-hmm. Now, here's the whole point. Today, I'm a dignitary at an event. Yeah. They're launching a new pickleball thing that I've been sworn to secrecy on today. And I have to race out of here as soon as this show ends. And I'm supposed to be like the keynote speaker.
Shiny, happy ambassador. Yeah.
And the shiny, happy ambassador. So last night between games, I just turned to the Diesel, my partner, and I said, I am in such a dark place right now. I don't think I can come out of this hole. And he's like, let's pull you up by your bootstraps. And I said, I can't be pulled up.
Is there time? Now, Biggie, I'm glad you're here because you're kind of a pioneer, certainly in this room with this type of treatment. Mm. Is there time between now and the next 3 hours? Where Chris Kelly can Teladoc mental health specialist.
Well, I'd have to.
Now you can Teladoc mental health.
Can you?
All kind of. Yeah, you can do therapy and everything. Oh, yeah, they advertise without leaving your home.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just was talking to Kristen about Teladoc. Neither one of us has ever done it.
No.
We're in the dark ages on that stuff.
I don't think you will.
It doesn't seem like me.
No. Unless we're on deathbeds alone in a home.
But I am just, we got up last night. The next game, up like 10 to 4. You played to 11. We're up 10 to 4. I thought, how are we going to lose? We did 13 to 11.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
that's part of your problem right there.
Mm-hmm. I know.
You immediately get to like a match point, and what you think is, instead of let's close this out, you think, how are we going to blow this?
That's right. That's going to be my speech today. I'm going to say, I'm in such a dark place right now.
I don't know why anyone would want to play this stupid game.
Exactly.
They're going to start cutting off the microphone and dragging you away.
Yeah. Yes, yes. And Diesel.
You refuse. I'm not done.
That's right.
I'm not done.
I said.
This sport is stupid.
I am in such a dark place. Diesel and I have a tournament on Saturday. And he said, when do you want to play again? Can you play Thursday? I said, I'm not playing again. Until that tournament, I am in too dark of a place to even consider playing.
What you've lost is the fun you had when you first discovered the sport.
That's right.
That annoying click clack of the paddle and the ball.
That's long gone.
Long gone.
You don't have any more fun. It's never fun for you.
No, it's not. And
but you don't like fun.
Well,
you like to turn fun into a job.
That's true.
I've got to play more. I've got to be more. I got to get out of my own head again. For a time, I was. Now I'm back in it.
Can I bring up something? This is going to hurt many. Probably both of you. Is it time to shuffle partners?
If you
go out, because it sounds like the Diesel will not be with you today, so if you just go out today and just dominate, just crush, 11-2, you're just showing out, you're behind the back in it, and then and then you so you think to yourself, man,
and I'll tell you why. A year ago, we became blood brothers and said, I told him, I said, I will never, ever have another partner besides you.
You're my Thelma?
Yes.
And I'm your Louise.
Now,
and we'll go out the way they went out.
Oh, yeah.
If we have to. We'll go right off the cliff if we have to.
And again, this may hurt.
I told him.
I believe he has.
He has.
Stepped out on you a few times without you knowing and you finding out later.
I saw him lifting a cup on social media. On the rare occasions I visited, I saw him with his arms raised. That's right. Well, there's another thing that's got me down, and I should never do it. Our dear friend Dave Aiken. You remember him? He's a meteorologist.
Oh, yes.
You sit right there. And I love him. You know I do. And I should never do this, but he just got a full-time job at a television station, which we were all thrilled about, of course. We were all thrilled about it. And they announced that through social media, and my phone buzzes. I never check it. I never look at that stuff. But today, I looked at it, and there was Dave in his Hawaiian shirt, like, oh, we're partying over here at the TV station, you know.
He's like the mullet of weather guys.
Yeah.
Party up front, business in the back, or vice versa.
Party in the back, business up front.
He'll pour you a drink, but he'll also save your life.
Exactly.
So
you want to get in his life raft.
Of course.
Because it's got party supplies.
So the comments underneath, show sucks without him. Chris Kelly is nowhere without him.
Stop listening. Dave made Kelly funny, which just, I can't. What a dagger.
Chris Kelly falls on his face every segment without Dave. He has nothing without Dave.
Shouldn't have been in the comments.
Nope.
Should never be out of those. Comment after comment after comment. Dave made Kelly everything he is.
Radio sucks now.
What a failure without Dave. Dave made everything better. It's disgusting. One guy said, Dave sucked on radio. Dave also sucks on TV.
And I bet they came at him.
Don't you dare say that about Dave Aiken. That's right. You talk about dark. I was reminded of this today. On the news, this is an awful story. Susan Smith's up for parole now. She's the lady 30 years ago who did this awful, awful crime, killed her children, and then blamed it on a black guy who she said carjacked her car.
Yeah, she was in awful. She was not being investigated for a time, but then was eventually found. Her story fell apart.
When I saw she was coming up for parole, I went back and looked at her story. And it was 8 or 9 days from the time it broke till they arrested her. And for the first 3 or 4, it was like, we're looking for this man. There was like a composite sketch.
Yeah, she was tearfully holding news conferences saying, my babies are gone.
The sheriff said later, in retrospect, after the first couple of press conferences, she was crying, but there were no tears. And I remember that detail specifically. That guy was pretty savvy. And he said, so we started to look into her. So she was, of course, arrested after this horrific crime, where the kids, little kids, had died. And now she's up for parole. I don't think she's going to wind up getting parole.
I don't think so either. Not at first. I think it may be a while.
Are y'all doing emotional justice on this? Because
yes.
Could you argue that she's not a danger to society?
But I thought she'd had...
She hasn't been a model prisoner either. She had sex with guards and stuff.
She's had issues in the prison.
She has. But now, Chris Tim's right. She's probably not going to commit another crime. Kind of like the Menendez bros.
But see, they've been model prisoners, she has not.
They have. And she has not been a model prisoner. So, you get parole if you are a great prisoner. Her ex-husband from that time is going to testify against her.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't want her out because of the horrific nature of the crime.
Well, yeah, it's one of the most heinous crimes of the century.
Now, you talk about a dark place. I was on the radio 30 years ago with a different partner. And when we got the news, we were playing sports trivia.
When
the truth came out, we were playing sports trivia at a bar. I remember this specifically. We used to go every Thursday night and sometimes other nights of the week, and we'd play sports trivia on this little computer, on the TV screen.
Well, the old NTN game.
NTN game. I loved it. I loved everything about it. So we'd play, and we'd eat wings and drink and party, and it was a Thursday. So we'd say, we'll just mail it in tomorrow. You know what it sounds like on a Friday here.
Yeah, phone in Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
We've all done it.
Right. So he's like, we'll phone it in tomorrow. Let's get drunk and have wings.
You want to stay, get one more round?
Yeah. We'd stay out there. Well, we were, had sports on and everything. Probably a football game or something was on, or basketball. And they broke in and said, we now know the truth. This is what happened in the Susan Smith case. And, of course, it was a huge downer. But we stayed, and continued to eat wings and drink beer, obviously. Now, the next day, we're on the air, and my partner said, I'll never forget where I was when I learned the news. I was at home. Now, I started to say, we were over at the bar and grill, having a snoop. He cut my mic.
Is that where you learned how to do it?
That's where I learned how to do that. And he said, I was at home in my living room. And I put down my reading glasses and went upstairs and climbed in bed with both my babies and held them close to my bosoms. And he looked at me and just gave me a little thumbs up, like, that's how you do it, you know? And so Chris Tibbs said, what did you learn from that? And I said, always lie.
Always lie.
God, you're not even eligible for parole.
Be a lie.
I would vote thumbs down on you.
30 years later, I am no longer eligible for parole. I have not been a model prisoner.
No, you haven't.
I have not been good.
No, you wouldn't
be a model broadcaster.
I have not been a model broadcaster.